بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تسجيل الأشعار وبعرف الله هزت أفت هزت معنا شاحتي محمد أخصصاب نور الله مقده. تتايتل إيه يا جبال الحرم يا جبال الحرم. ميري نذر وميتن هو باري محترم میری نظروں میں تم ہو بارے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال
all the noor that is around the whole precincts of the haram. And then what can be said when you enter the haram sharif itself and Kaabatullah, when you look at the Mubarak house of Allah, then it is a different enjoyment. So Hazrat is teaching us here, Meri nazro mein tum ho bade muhtaram, ya jibal al haram, ya jibal al haram. Oh, the mountains of Haram Sharif. Oh, the mountains of Haram Sharif. In my eyes, you are very, very honorable. And how can't you be honorable? Where Allah Ta'ala placed you and on that part of the earth, where Allah placed His Mubarak house. When Allah placed His Mubarak house, and whichever is connected to the house of Allah Ta'ala, then everything becomes Mubarak. So if we connect our hearts to the Kaabatullah, and like Allah Ta'ala has made it, that when we stand in Salah also, our bodies, we face it towards Kaabatullah. If we know where we are facing, as we learn from our Hazrat, that sadly we're facing Kaaba, we're supposed to be facing Kaabatullah. But myself, I should see whether my feet are facing Kaabatullah. Am I drawing the special mercies of Allah Ta'ala that are descending on Kaabatullah? Then Hazrat further explains the picture. After a person makes tawaf, and now he gets the great honor that now he comes close to the very Mubarak and the blessed place of the Kaabatullah, which is called the Multazam. That is between Hajr Aswad and the door of the Kaaba Sharif, where all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, even our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so to say, surrendered, lifted their hands, placed their chest there, and that is where Allah's rahmat is pouring and du'as are accepted. So Hazrat says, when you get that opportunity, ye du'ai haram, lazzate multazam, ho ata sabku ye ni'mati muqtanam, that the du'a of the haram sharif, just when you enter haram sharif, the first sight on Kaabatullah, or you, whatever du'a you make is all accepted. And that is the time to make du'a, ya Allah, make me a mustajabu da'wat, and make me yours, you become mine. Then Hazrat explains, the du'a of haram sharif is so valuable, then what can be the enjoyment of being at Multazam? At that time, what dua should you may be making? And that was Hazrat teaches us, that at that time, if you make just this one dua, that, oh Allah, make me yours, and you become mine, we have asked for everything. And if we didn't make this dua, and we asked for everything, then we really asked for nothing. So Hazrat explains, and these are the lovers of Allah. Why all these majalis here? It's not just that we come and we go, it's a monthly masjid. But it is to teach us the burning love of Allah Ta'ala. And when you got the love of Allah, you want it to spread throughout the world. You don't want any servant of Allah to be left out in this great bounty. So Hazrat makes dua for all of us and says, Ho ata sabku ye ni'mati muqtanam. Oh Allah, bless everybody with this very precious gift that just to be present at Haramain Sharifain. And then to get the opportunity of making dua. And that is what our deen is all about. The love of Allah and just become a beggar in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And beg Allah for His love. And Allahu Akbar. Then Hazrat explains, as you get the love of Allah and you realize, you get the greatness of Allah penetrating your heart, you'll realize, who am I? And you will say, Ya Allah, Ey Khuda hai faqad aapka ye karam, kar rahe hai jo hum sab tawaf-e haram. Oh Allah, it is only your kindness. It is only your special mercy upon me that we are treading on this special, most Mubarak ground that you have made so blessed. That is the city of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the most honorable city in your eyes. And around the Kaaba Sharif, all the Anbiya who treaded that beautiful path there. Myself, we not worth with our soles of our feet. We not worth to be standing on that ground. And Ya Allah, you are allowing me to be here. Am I dreaming? In another poem, our Hazrat says, am I dreaming or is this a reality? So a person makes shukr to Allah Ta'ala. A person doesn't think that I came here on my own, or I had a contact, or I got accredited. It is only and solely by the mercy and the kindness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Then Hazrat now explains and take us from Haram Sharif. Hazrat takes us to our master, Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where we learn the love of Allah Ta'ala. Where we learn how to become the humble slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidul Anbiya. But the honor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi. That Allah showed that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a humble slave of Allah. Allah ta'ala took him right till the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what we have to learn from Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how to become the humble slaves of Allah. So Hazrat says, on your journey, don't ever forget you're going for Hajj, but don't ever forget you will make ziyarat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After all, as Hazrat explains further, that Aadaya Samne Rozae Muhtaram, Jiski Ziyarat Tu Ya Rab Tarakte Te Ham, that now I'm shocked that in front of me is the Rozae Paak of my beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Me and I'm standing here, I actually desired and my heart was, my mouth was watering and my heart was, so to say, paining. When can I be in front of my beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? But we have to go with the love of Allah ta'ala, with the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise we'll be right in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and we'll be hurting the heart of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taking selfies, taking videos, etc. Don't know the adab. So we have to learn from the lovers of Allah. Allah has brought us here. And Hazrat explains now, do we know who is Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Just get an idea. Allah ta'ala himself mentions, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Allah sent him as an embodiment of mercy for all the universes. So Hazrat says, رَحْمَةِ دُو جَهَا كَهَي فَيْدِ عَتَمْ جِنْ كَ سَتْقِيمِ مُسْلِمْ وَمُؤْمِنِ هَمْ. That when you come there, realize in front of whom are we standing. That personality through whose blessing that today Allah gave me the honor to be reciting kalima. That I am a Muslim and I am a believer. It is only through the special virtues of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the great efforts of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made such an untiring effort. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the deen of Allah ta'ala will penetrate every baked house and unbaked house. Today we find throughout the world the message of kalima has reached only through the blessings of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat further explained that realize who we are. So see, are we appreciating to be the ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That is, whose lifestyle am I following? Aap hi ke sharaf se ye rutba mila, ummati muslima hai jo khairul umam. That it is only you, O beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah has given us this great honor. And this is what is called nisbat, connection. When you connected to the Shaykh Mashayikh, the pious servant of Allah, that is how you get connection to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is how you get connection to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Without connection with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you can never get connection with Allah ta'ala. You can read whole life, la ilaha illallah, but the kalima will be incomplete without Muhammadur Rasulullah. So Hazrat is saying, we say, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that it is only because of your great personality and the effort that you made, Allah has given us this great honor that we are the Ummati Muslim. And what is the Ummati Muslim? That we submit to the command of Allah Ta'ala under all circumstances. We don't have the slightest reservation. If it is the command of Allah, I will do that, as we learn in the next couplet. And not only that, because Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Sayyidul Anbiya, Allah ta'ala made us Khairul Umam, the best of all nations. But myself, let me see, do I appreciate this very great gift? We are the best of nations, but we are imitating the worst of nations. Allah ta'ala opened the eyes of my heart and all of us. And then Hazrat explained that when you realize who you are, you the Ummat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you the humble slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then outwardly in the world, no matter what your position can you be, when you come in the court of Allah, then you come like a humble mendicant. Hey salatine alam bi ihrame, dil ban ke hazir huye gadai haram. That you see all the rulers of the world, just now they were sitting in their parliament, and they were sitting with all their suit and ties, etc. Like our Dada Sheikh used to say so beautifully, that people today want to be up to date, that me, I'm well dressed, etc. He says, forget to be up to date, worry of your expiry date. And here also we see, this is the journey of love, that Allah Ta'ala says, now put all your kurtas or put all your suits one side, come to me in your kafan, that's true peace. And this is the journey towards akhirat also, that we must think, I'm on my journey towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Hazrat says, you'll see all the kings of the world, all the prime ministers, whoever, when they come to the Haram Sharif, they are all dressed in two sheets, ordinary sheets. You can't make out who's the president, you can't make out who's his assistant. And all like humble mendicants in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Hazrat explains and makes dua that when a person has got this love, then he just wants to be attached to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And he wants to be attached to the beloved of Allah ta'ala, our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat makes dua for on behalf of all of us. Mere Malik, ye Akhtar ki sun le dua. O Muqaddar mein har saal veed-e haram. O my creator, my sustainer, my nourisher. O kind Allah, listen to my plea. Listen to my dua that bless us every year that we present at Haram Sharif. But present with the proper adab, with the proper love of Allah Ta'ala, then we'll get all the rahmat. Otherwise we'll be there and we'll be deprived. Allah save us all.